Yes. Checking for stock.
I was checking my socks.
This is your deadpan, Dr. Tar.
This is Professor Feather.
This is the midnight, I don't know.
Noir.
This is Dr. Head.
And Sizzling Bacon.
And together, we are...
Oh, hey, yeah. Minute work. Yeah.
Plug us in.
Think. Minute work. Think minute work. Okay.
Vegemite.
You got that? What? What's
Vegemite?
What? No. Oh man. Minute work.
Olivia
we're
John.
Gonna talk about. Yes, we're gonna talk. Down under again. We're gonna talk about a movie tonight.
That sounds like my prom date.
Australian therapy time, kids. We're gonna talk about a movie.
Good night.
Necromantic?
No.
And it's nothing like it sounds. So
Necrotronic.
Feather, necrotronic.
What did I say? Necromantic?
Yeah.
Yes. That was down under Germany.
We just got a like
from Jörg Bogeret.
you just blew my whole bubble.
On this. What are you watching?
It's a donkey trying to have sex with a phone box. It's pretty funny.
Why would you watch that?
Why wouldn't you watch that?
You dickheads are gonna have to take dad shift.
We just come off a 17-hour shift. We haven't even slept yet.
You want to play a game that will change your world forever?
Hell yeah.
Downloading now.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
Howie! What did you do to me?
Escape to hospital!
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Who are you people?
Howard, you're a necromancer. You're a demon hunter. Like us.
Come again?
Recently, some evil son of a bitch worked out a way to blast demons inside the internet. Now, they can get you through your phones.
You're either coming with us, or you're going with her.
I'll come with you.
She's been killing all the necromancers in the city.
Okay, I cop to that.
Running is not an option. Not for any of us.
How do I look?
Good, really good.
Oh yeah, we are talking about Necromantic, which is a 2018 movie made in Australia, written and directed by Kaya Roach-Turner, and also written by Tristan Roach-Turner, which I guess is his brother, probably.
Gunier.
Anyway, this movie is
not to be confused with Ike and Tina Roach-Turner.
Yes. This movie is a comedy horror movie. There you go. It's a comedy horror movie. Yeah. I like how it starts. I really like how it starts. You got this cartoon, this really weird black and white cartoon, and it's, you know, very stylized, but it tells the general plot right away that in the beginning there was demons. Demons came. Somebody opened a path, and demons come into the world. Cut to now, and somebody has figured out how to put a demons into, yes, you guessed it, the internets. Oh,
you're welcome, world.
Yeah,
and they immediately became porn demons.
What a concept. This movie stars Ben O'Toole, who, now seriously, everybody just think, doesn't he look like Will Wheaton?
I thought Will Wheaton. I thought he looked like Anthony Kiedis.
Yes, oh, that's where a I little was. Bit I too that, there. Yes,
I thought he looked like Will Wheaton.
He does.
I don't know. Anyway, pretty good actor. It stars him and this.
I thought everybody.
What's the other guy? What was his name in the movie? The
Riggy
sidekick.
Riggy.
Yeah, it's Riggy.
Riggy. Yeah, yeah. Rangy. Epine Bob Sevilla was his name. The only person I recognized this was Monica Bellucci, who is Finnegan, who is the bad guy. She played in several movies. She was in a really despicable movie called Irreversible. Oh my God, one of the worst movies I've ever
seen. She was in The Matrix.
She was in two of The Matrix. Yeah. Yes, she was. She was. That's right.
And Shoot 'Em Up.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So and she's been Spectre. Around. She's the only one I really recognized. You know, everybody, I didn't, nobody else in this.
Faramir, there's the guy from The Lord of the Rings. He's a popular one, too. It's his David Wendt or David something like that.
The guy that was the bad guy on Iron Fist on Netflix. He was the bad guy in Iron Fist.
Yeah, he was. He was in Lord of the Rings. He was also in 300. So.
300. He was the one who was narrating. He narrated.
Oh, right.
Oh, there we go.
He was 299. Yeah.
I just didn't I didn't really recognize him. I guess I wasn't really looking at. You know, I only recognized her because I really remembered her more from Irreversible than from the Matrix movies. She stars in Irreversible. This movie is about so cut to the present, and we see a couple of shit artists. They're waste management team waste management team of
one big poop joke. Yes.
Howard and Rangy, you know. Yep. Howard is doing something with the pipe. This is out, and it says out in the middle of nowhere where it's very hot.
How they made the graphic part of the yellow lines in the parking lot. That the graphic was like, it's Christmas time somewhere hot.
Yes, kind of superimposed there, clever. That little angle, that parallelogram. Yeah, that was clever. But anyway, they're going on, and the Rangy, who's this the sidekick essentially, is doing one thing on the truck by the truck, this waste truck, and our main guy Howard is doing something. He's going to pump some out into the waste truck. That's what I guess it is. But anyway, Range is looking at his phone, and he's looking at his phone as this whole thing goes on. So he obviously hits the wrong
spoiler alert
hits the wrong switch.
Rangy is playing with his phone.
Yes. And Howard just gets covered with shit, you know, essentially, you know. So that sets the tone of this movie.
Very
so they
nutty.
Go on. There's a whole little interaction between him and his brother, because you find out that the company is run by the family. Which isn't
Bums
really.
You have to look after dad.
Yeah, which isn't really relevant a whole lot. But anyway, so it goes on, and from there, Rangy's looking at his phone, and he's obsessed with, you know, what are you looking at? Oh, it's a donkey trying to fuck a phone booth, you know?
Right. Yeah. He's like, why would you want to watch that? Why wouldn't
Exactly.
So I did laugh really hard at that.
It does. Well, it sets a tone of yes. modernity. Very, because what happens eventually is these demons have, in, you know, come into the internet. Now they're going to go into the people, and they do that through these connections that are all that they're putting up all over the place. It's a very kind of an intricate story, but it's also a very action and very humor oriented story. To make a long story short, he gets involved with this group of Ghostbusters who are on steroids. And we find out that he is what? What is he, gentlemen?
He's a necromancer.
Yes, he's the chosen. And Rangy gets killed, but comes back as what? A demon?
A wraith.
Ghost?
A wraith.
He's a wraith.
A wraith. That's right. A wraith. Yeah. And, you know.
I like the effect on Rangy's eyes when he was a wraith. Mm-hmm. That sort of like electric blue that they made the.
Yeah.
Turned the whites of his eyes into. That was a neat effect.
Yeah.
Well, when they get into the Necrotronic Galaxy organization, it really steps up pretty good, I thought, with the special effects. Props, I thought, were very well done.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say too much. I mean, I'm going to pass it on. You know, I could talk about this movie for, you know, quite a while, but, you know, it really sets it up as being, it is a comedy. You know, there's, you know, a lot of comedic aspects, and it's kind of a fast paced movie. It's not a movie that you want to take seriously, but just have a lot of fun with. That's the way I kind of went into it. So I'm going to pass it on. Gadfly.
Oh, I loved it. And it was funny when you said this. I'm like, that sounds familiar. And I looked, and it was already in my watch list, and I just hadn't watched it yet. So when I watched it, I was thinking, what's that Peter Jackson movie where he's got the ghosts?
Frighteners.
Frighteners.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Frighteners. It reminded me of Ghostbusters. But
that's what I thought.
Well, yeah. What I liked about the movie is it was not predictable. Like, they did all kinds of just whacked out shit that you're just like, what? And then I started to question, like, the internal logic of the universe. And then I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I don't care. Because it's so good. The actors are so good. The production value is so good. I thought the production design was great. The ideas were just fucking bouncing all over the place. Like, you know, I love the
almost
idea.
Too much. Sometimes it would kind of get overwhelming, but then they kind of pull back and, you know.
Oh, I'm going to watch this movie again. Yeah.
Very fun.
I love, it's a social commentary too, you know, on cell phones, because, you know, everybody, like, you want to get at people, we'll do it through the cell phones, you know, and then we'll make a Pokemon Go game. You know what I mean? Which is what that guy even refers
to. That's what it is.
Right, without saying witches.
Yeah, he wasn't saying it. He goes, it's like that game where you catch the little monsters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny about that Pokemon Go is when that came out, I had no idea it was coming out. And I'm walking through Bowling Green downtown, and there's all these people with their phones and they're doing all this stuff. And
I thought
like we had another 9/11. I thought some shit was going down and everybody was fucked up. And I literally see one of my students standing behind a car that's parked on the street. And I'm like, dude, what's the fuck's going on? He goes, oh, Pokemon Go came out, you know?
Thank God. I thought it was the second coming.
Right. I thought something was going wrong. But no, I really had fun with this movie. And I was really impressed just with everything, the writing, the acting, you know, all of that stuff, and the production value. And again, it was fairly unpredictable. You know, they used a lot of tropes, but they also just kind of fucked around with all that kind of stuff, which was really good. And yeah, I liked the main actor, Howie. Howie was great. And I liked his friend a lot too.
The Pokemon, touching on the Pokemon Go thing, that came out 2016. Mm-hmm. I know this. I remember this so vividly because that's a year I went to San Diego Comic-Con and literally watched almost a half a dozen people walk to their deaths almost because they were so on their phone looking for their Pokemon that they're not paying attention to, hey, you're not on the sidewalk anymore. You're now in the middle of the street looking for a Pikachu.
And well, like the way I look at it is, you know, selectivity.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, natural selection. Kind of
natural.
Yeah. Strengthening the gene pool.
Yes.
Well, I did have a couple times where I was like, do I tell them or do I see how it plays out?
Yeah.
No, you're like, anyway, you've got to be a detached observer. You know, let nature run its course.
Right? Exactly. But back to this movie. I mean, it's just... It's a mad romp through some pretty good ideas, and like I said, very well executed. The director has not made a lot of movies. You know, he's fairly new to the scene. Made some other ones that I can tell you what the titles are, but they mean nothing to me, to be honest. I'd never heard of them. And I kind of did a dive, and it's, you know, I got to pay some money if I want to see any of them. So I won't do that right away. But I would like to see something else he did, you know, just because I liked the attitude very much. And yeah, it, you know, it has that kind of has that Peter Jackson feel for when I liked Peter Jackson. Right. But it goes on. Finnegan, who's the demon, that gets into a whole other situation. But you're talking about, you know, the reality of it, the logic of it. That's thrown out the door. That's why I gave that little synopsis of the opening animation. That tells you right there, nothing from this point on is going to be taken seriously. Yeah. You know, this is, you know, let's come on for the ride, mate. You know, that's I don't know, Dr. Tarr. What do you think?
Oh no! I didn't think I was gonna like it, but I liked it because I had seen. I think I flipped on, it was like Tubi or something, wherever I saw it the first time. It's like I started watching like 5 minutes. I don't know, and just kind of turned it off. But anyway, came back to it for this. No, I really enjoyed it. Like I said, it was very much like Frighteners and Ghostbusters and like some other stuff. All
trying to it's a kind of a combination. Yeah,
the look of the ghosts was kind of fun, and I just kind of like how they pushed where they're going, and like the whole buddy thing, like you were talking the men at work thing, and the guy I thought that he was going to be, you know, be with him, but now all of a sudden he gets killed. You know, I wasn't.
But then he's still with
me off guard. But yeah, that made me
right. Well, that's like Shaun of the Dead. You know, you see that also. Yes. Like Shaun of the Dead.
He still has this personality, and he's still with him, and then all this.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah. That's
kind of cool. This guy has that Shaun of the Dead, you know, that puts that in that
very
that kind of category.
Also like American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought about that.
Buddy
just
keeps showing back.
But he's a rake or whatever that.
Wraith, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I really like this. What, Dr. Head?
You know, I need to see this again because when I came into it, I must have been not wanting to see it or something was distracting me because I watched about 20 minutes and I really didn't care for it.
See, that's and how I feel. So,
I know it's like, but I know the Australian humor, but then going back to it, like, yes, I thought it was really slick. Like, I love the production. I love the costumes. Yeah. I love the look of it. Like, they spent so much on making this world of fantasy look like it could happen in a way. There was a there was an over the top kind of.
I mean, it still looked like a game though, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the video game quality was there. Yeah, not every joke lands, and that's okay.
Yes, yeah, no, that's right.
But the humor, the relationship is consistent, which I like that. You know, and I love the silliness of it. You know, it's a movie that I want to go back to again. Like after the first time through, I want to go back and see it again. But I thought. It has a lot of elements. I love kind of the Australian and New Zealand. I love the horror and the comedy that comes from those countries.
Yes.
And it definitely, if you are a fan of that genre, this Down Under, then you're gonna be right at home because this hits all those sweet spots. And it looks really good. It doesn't look like a cheap looking movie. Like Taste, you can tell Peter Jackson took 7 years.
And, movie.
You know, yeah, but awesome. It looks like a very slick production. And seeing Monica Bellucci, oh well, that's just a bonus.
That's and I agree wholeheartedly right there because she is one gorgeous woman.
Yeah, she gets better looking.
And she's a really good actor, too. You know, she does the part in this just perfectly, you know, plays it just magnificently, I think.
Yeah, I don't think
everybody does.
Yeah, though. Everybody, yes. Yeah. Everybody's really
everybody
good.
Does a great mm-hmm. job, you know, a testament to the you know, the quality overall, you know, I was pretty impressed with. Yeah, it's pretty goofy
very,
sometimes.
Very, very
and,
fun
you know,
movie. Yeah.
But very fun, yeah.
What did you...
Sizzling bacon, man. Right, yeah. What do you think?
I'm going to be the fly in the ointment on a couple spots. I did like the humor. I thought the humor was funny. I mean, I liked the expedition dump at the beginning to explain demons, humans with the little look like silhouettes of Funko yeah, Pop figurines
right. like, yeah.
having a demon fight. You know, plus, I mean, they give you the basic metaphor that flows through it right in the beginning is like when you yeah. do nothing but spend your life with your face buried in your phone, something's going to turn to shit. Literally, in yeah. this, he hits the wrong lever and blasts his buddy in the face with a load of shit. And I did get the
look
minute work. I thought,
I thought too,
that was one of my favorite just couple seconds in that Men at Work movie was when that they do the prank and it is yeah. he's like, it's in my mouth, it's in my mouth. And yeah. I kept waiting for that, it's in my mouth.
He spits when he's getting, he does a really good spit.
Yeah, what's it say on the front of their truck? We take your crap.
Yeah.
right.
But so I mean I like the metaphor. I like, you know, the whole demons in the internet thing sounds very Vladimir Putin Russian troll farm thing to do.
Oh, damn,
in this modern day and age. Yep. Monica Bellucci, I was surprised when she showed up because, like, I literally, like you said, this is an Australian movie with pretty much Australian actors. So, and then Monica Bellucci shows up and, like, wait, what happened?
Which one of these is not like the other?
Yes. But see, now I've seen Monica Bellucci play characters where she spoke English. She never tries to do an American accent.
Yeah.
But I've seen her speak English way better. Like this sounded like she just learned English a week ago. I was getting such like
that is true. Yeah.
I was getting her line deliveries were like
damn
so
it, that was
so
good.
Early Jean-Claude Van Damme bad line deliveries.
Yeah. Yeah.
I added the foreign element.
It is I, your mother, and we will be doing. It was like, just stop. Stop talking.
Damn it, that's just demon talk.
And I was going to say, she was talking?
Yeah. Oh, I know, but she was.
I'll have to go back and watch this movie again.
All the stuff that
where's
usually
my sock?
Like when you
darn it, yeah.
All the stuff that you usually like when you see Monica Bellucci in a movie, yeah, yeah. you didn't get because she was buttoned up all the way up to her neck.
Yeah,
not in my mind.
I could.
maybe her line deliveries wouldn't have bothered me as much had there been some
line delivery.
Show.
So a little bit more, skin, yeah.
Yeah,
a little more skin in the game.
A little more, yeah.
Oh boy!
But I did like Howie and that the Rangi. That he was my favorite character the whole movie.
He's great.
Yeah,
Rangi was.
Yes, I loved Rangi. Rangi made me laugh and so much. Even like stupid crap. Like even though he's a specter for most of the movie, when the two girls are out. Like try to figure out how they're going to fight this monster, and Howard's in the van, and then Rangi just pops her up behind his seat and like tries to give him a wet willy. I'm a ghost in a race, but I'm still also this sophomoric doofus.
Yeah,
but I liked how they showed that he wasn't just his friend anymore though either. Every certain
right, he became his protector.
Like, react to things. And so
well, when
he was
right,
rake.
When the one
what
sister pointed the gun at him.
What is a rake?
Wraith.
A wraith is
wraith.
Wraith. Wraith. A rake is a something
wraith.
You use
wraith.
To mop up your leaves.
Right.
Well, mop up your leaves, that's good.
A wraith, it's an undead. I think a wraith is kind of like a ghost or a spirit. kind of thing.
They're more vengeful.
Is he connected to
Wrathful?
All right, that's just
Wrathful. There you go.
Right. Somebody's connected with him forever, right? Right.
Right.
Yep.
He was a rake. He was a spectral. He was a spectral landscaper.
It's kind of like a genie.
Yeah. But I like. But I like to your point, Dr. Tarr. The fact that too, I liked that when Rangi, whenever Howie was threatened, Rangi got real protective. Like when the one sister after when she got mad at him when you know the exploding head thing happened, and she pointed the gun at him, and you saw Rangi start to literally growl at her.
Right. Yeah.
You saw him like. Puff up and
but as soon as anything above that came, he
when like, to come back to that, the exploding head was quite a surprise.
Well, yeah,
that one.
Well, that everything from then on, they're like, okay, the exploding head, and then he's like, I think your sister wants to talk to you, she's mad that you're, and then let's go 3D print her. They're like, it's a 3D printer of demons, and when they created her. That was great. And then at the end, when
that whole thing where when she gets her head print demon to kill him, too.
Right. Well, when the last demon rips her head off, and then they have that final scene where she's stapling her head back on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, this is fucking bonkers. I mean,
animator.
Yeah. It's just, it really very early on establishes that don't try to find logic. Don't try to find any logic in the world that we're creating. You know,
well, I think it's you know, that extreme metaphor of the internet and of what happens, you know, because, you know, that this whole thing is, like you said, is a absolutely brilliant social commentary, you know, and, you know, just hits it on a lot of different levels. But then also doesn't just gives you all this good visual fun. You know, not pedantic by any means.
And it's funny. Yeah. It's actually funny.
And it's funny. Yeah, yeah. It's actually funny.
The exploding head was my favorite effect of the whole movie.
Yeah. What's that?
The exploding head was my favorite effect of the whole movie.
A nod to Cronenberg there.
Right. I mean, A, for the shock value, because I did not see that coming. Would have never guessed that was coming. But then I rewound it just to watch the effect. And it's a great effect.
Yes.
It's an amazing effect.
What I love when Rangi first shows up in the hospital and, you know, and he's like, I can't stop doing this with the thing. And that's foreshadowing that he's going to do that and it's going to fuck something up. But I love
keeps touching shit.
But
it's funny.
But his line, he goes, what happened to all the hot nurses? You got one that it looks like a penis with a wig on it. And then he's looking at the guy and he goes, you didn't hear that? The whole comment about the penis with the wig on? Yeah. I'm gonna go get the doctor.
Let's get you back up in the bed.
Right. Well, yeah, and I love how they reveal his story. Like, you don't really know he's adopted. You don't know why he's taking those pills. And then you find out that he's taking those pills because he's been experiencing this shit his whole life, you know, and then
you didn't know why when Rangi found that one ghost, he got that pain in his ear that put him down on the ground.
Yes, that's what I said. You know, he became the chosen. You know, he became the hero. Good movie.
I love that. Anybody? Those suits.
Fun movie.
Suits were great. The anti-possession suits. Well, and then and I love
I laugh. I laugh because there was like some thing on one of those paranormal shows. But anyway, they showed these Ghostbuster type guys, and one of them seriously wore what he
really said, that's great. God really?
Helmet, you know, to give them stop his exorcism. It's like this old tricked out.
Well, I love that how that then becomes how they foil his mom. Is she possesses him and he turns the suit on and it fucks her up totally, you know?
Yeah.
Hence the tronic of the title,
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I love the fact that demon at the end was practical. I mean, you could tell that was a practical effect.
Cool.
It looked pretty cool, it also had the B movie kind of. It was almost like
rubber suit.
Yeah, like Conan 2. Not that bad.
I was totally okay with it with this movie. Though. The whole movie had that flavor, so okay with it.
Yeah, yeah, it did not stand out as being.
No, I love this movie. That's what I said, but I had so much fun with it, you know, and watched
the humor. The humor caught me off guard because I wasn't expecting how well that was pulled off.
But it's funny. I
thought it was very well written. I got to give kudos to the to the brothers. Yeah. You know, for right. You know, they did a good job of writing, and the directing is very good. Hmm. We could talk about a lot of things just to do with the technical aspects that are, you know, top notch. I mean, just top quality. It was the first time I watched them. Holy shit, man, this is, you know, this
do
is.
Do we know what the budget was?
Probably a relatively cheap movie.
I never looked up to see. I don't know what the budget or I just didn't look into that information.
I mean, for.
That'd be kind of interesting to know.
Godzilla Minus One.
But the money would be in Australian dollars and they'd have to convert.
I owe you one wombat.
So anyway, if you have not seen this movie, ladies and gentlemen, go see it. It's on, what was it on?
Prime Video is what I watched.
Prime. Yeah, it's on Prime. And it's worth a watch.
The movie's budget was $78,000. I'm looking at it right here.
That's Australian money, right? Is that American money?
I don't know.
Right. That's 114 million American.
We don't have money to pull out of our pouch. Thank you.
It's the Deadpool Wolverine budget in American dollars.
No, that's really good. Man, that's
78,000. Wow.
Well, they were like saying that it was supposed to be Ghostbusters meets The Matrix meets The Exorcist. Yes. Yeah. You know,
that's kind of what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah.
They're hitting key moments of all those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right. Yeah. And little Cronenberg. We got some Cronenberg in there.
Mm-hmm. Right. With the exploding head. Yeah. You got some scanner style exploding head action. Yep.
I've been getting back into physical media. So I'm ordering the Blu-ray of this because there's a bunch of specials and, you know, commentary. So I said
I'm going to go and I'd like to see a couple more of his movies, you know, just to check them out.
This would be a good one to watch with a group of people too. You know what I mean? This would be right. This would be a good watch party. Yes.
So this would be a good watch party movie. Yeah, that exactly.
Cool.
There's so much to talk about as it happens in the movies.
Just making fun of it. Yeah,
I can't find out. I don't know if the actor who plays Howie is Australian because he's been in a lot of American movies. He was in one.
Is it Australian or New Zealand?
That's a good question.
I thought it was Australian. They announce themselves as an Australian.
I'm not sure. Sometimes
Australian movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, in the opening credits it says a something Australia production.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but
But now Rangi, it was Rangi. Is he a native Australian?
He would be.
I thought like a Maori.
Or could it be from New Zealand? I don't know.
He
was good. I really liked him. I thought he was really,
He did like an Aboriginal.
Aboriginal,
With the tattoos.
Is that still really the term?
What?
Aboriginal?
I have no idea.
Yeah. And then I'm sorry.
Mel Brooks.
That's why I said. Native Australian.
Indigenous.
Yeah. Indigenous.
Yeah.
There's the indigenous.
Okay.
Well, it says original in Aboriginal, so I figure that's.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
IB original is what it really
AB,
is.
AB original.
Yeah.
AB original. Okay.
Yeah.
AI enhanced.
How's that? Anybody else got anything else they want to say about Necromutronic?
Fun late night movie. Get your popcorn.
Next week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to watch Necromantic.
No. Night of the Loving Dead.
Oh, that should be your next movie. Night of the Loving Dead.
That's the
bring your own song.
Is it? That's the tagline.
Yeah, Loving Dead.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Night of the Loving Dead.
Yeah.
Death becomes her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What a movie. Anyway.
And believe it or not, there's like several movies.
Necrotronic.
Yeah, you guys want to watch me take a dump? Say! We'll be right back.
have been experiencing...
Where's my sock?
Bring your own condom.
Where's my corpse sock?
Death becomes on her.
Oh! Cut that out. Jerry, cut that out.
No, seriously, cut it out. And then go put it in the jar.
Isn't that song, that Dickie in the Jar? Wasn't that song?
Yes, right next to that.
Dick in a box.
Oh, where can we find?
Oh, that's right.
We're everywhere. We're everywhere.
Everywhere. We are ubiquitous.
And if you don't know that word, look it up.
Not so much ubiquitous. So there you go. We're done.
You know where heavy metal horror is. It's on the everywheres.
In the heart.
That's right. heavy metal horror on YouTube. Yes. Sizzling Bacon, what you doing?
I'm just chilling today.
Gadfly, where can we find you?
My Northern Lights. Sizzling Bacon is at Webhead62 on Instagram and Twixter.
The Midnight Gadfly is in the couch.
Yes, as we all will be soon.
Trying to decide.
Hold up. Calm down, Matthew. We freaks.
I'm trying to decide how much of this I have to blow in my dog's face to get her to not want to go for the walk for a while.
We Freaks, WEEFREEKZ, family friendly web comic. If Peanuts were done in a sideshow, in a circus.
You can find it on twist. Facebook.
Facebook, on Facebook.
And you put the appropriate amount of ease in there, which is good.
That's right. Last time it was Refrex.
Refrex.
Refrex. I prefer Wheaty Refrex as opposed to the ones made from oats.
I like corn frex myself.
I'm partial to Death Becomes On Her.
Death Becomes Andre? What?
Oh!
That's the title, Death Becomes Honor.
That was big embalmed.
Empalmed, that's what I'm doing later.
You're visiting Left Palm Beach.
Embalm Beach.
Embalm Beach, yeah.
Ooh, the catheter's going in.
That's not fish I'm smelling.
Only one part of my body has rigor mortis. Guess.
Your brain?
Now I know why they called him a stiff.
Oh, Sizzling Bacon, welcome to being a fade fucker.
He never got the memo. You're droning, Dr. Tarr.
I bestow the crown of bitchness to you.
Oh.